This is a download from the BBC. Hi there, I'm Ricky from the BBC World News for Schools. It's Friday, the 8th of July. Coming up, the scandal that's forced a top British paper to close, the final countdown for NASA's space shuttles, and Potter stars hit the red carpet. First, a huge scandal has forced Britain's most popular Sunday paper to be axed. The News of the World built its reputation on getting big scoops, dishing the dirt on celebs and exposing politicians. But that all changed when individuals who worked for the paper were accused of hacking into the phones of victims of crime. It was decided that there was no going back. The paper had to go. The police are now taking action against those involved. Next. Six. More than 500,000 people are expected to gather at Cape Canaveral in Florida for the last space shuttle launch today.
There's going to be a lot of people here, a lot of cameras going off, a lot of pictures and everything. So, you know, it's a great opportunity to come to the beach and have some fun.
It feels like there's a closure that we will never get back. Yeah, so there is a sense of sadness there.
Atlantis is making the final flight in America's shuttle program, which started 30 years ago. But right now, it's the weather everyone's watching as storm clouds are threatening to delay the launch. Fingers crossed, they'll get off okay. News now. On the British Grand Prix, Red Bull's Mark Webber was fastest in the first practice session this morning. McLaren's Lewis Hamilton was 8th quickest. Fellow driver Felipe Massa had commented that Hamilton needs to calm down a bit if he wants to perform better. But Hamilton says nothing will get in the way of his aggressive driving style.
I'll take my driving style to my deathbed for sure. You have to turn it into a positive, so you just laugh at it and laugh it off. And people will have opinions and, you know, that's life.
Next up, Harry Potter stars hit a soggy red carpet in London last night to say farewell to their final ever Potter premiere. Fans from all over the world had been camping out since last week to catch a glimpse of the stars, and Daniel Rupert and tearful Emma Watson didn't disappoint. They spent ages on the red carpet, which was half a mile long. Here's what the stars had to say.
It feels right, it feels, you know, like we're doing justice to what is not just a fantastic film, but a fantastic series.
It kind of feels like my childhood, so it feels like the end of something more than just the end of a film.
It's been such a long time, such a huge part of my life. It's hard for me to remember like before this, but to come down to this 2 hours and 10 minute film, just, I don't know, it's very strange.
Just before we go, we have the answer to yesterday's question. We asked you who won the women's singles at this year's Wimbledon, and the answer is the Czech Republic's Petra Kvitova. Okay, that's all from the World News for Schools team. We're back on Monday. Until then, have a great weekend.